This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is Shugorin.
There's a monster in my podcast.
AKA the black man with a horn.
This is pretty good.
Hey, Louie.
It's a cool old boogeyman character.
Yeah. They describe him like he's a creature from the Black Lagoon.
Mm-hmm. Where does the horn come into this?
I don't know. It looks like he's wearing scuba gear. The horn has something to do with that.
It's real weird because it's like AK, also known as the black man with a horn. And that's the only time the word horn appears.
Yeah.
In this, the horn is never described.
Maybe he has a horn sticking out of his head, maybe?
That's my guess. Because he's like an evil catfish.
Yes. He's tricking you on a dating site. Like he's described as having like catfish like scales. Oh yeah.
He did with me when I was looking for somebody to play some brass on this thing. I got catfished and getting my lungs like getting midsummered. Yeah. You know?
So good. So yes, there are two very cool facts about this thing. One, its primary attack, it's got this proboscis and it puts it over your nose and mouth, which is pretty scary. And it sucks hard enough to pull your lungs out inside out. Causing instant death with your lungs protruding from your mouth as though the body had been turned inside out. And there's something about that specifically that really upsets me.
For me, part of it is it's out of your nose and mouth.
Yeah. So is it like one lung goes out the nose and the other comes out the mouth? Because I don't know. It kind of seems unfair to your nose to you're signing your nose up for more than it can handle just because the mouth can do it. Yeah.
It's not made. Your nose is not made to eject lungs.
Whereas your mouth, it's just one.
Your
of
mouth
your,
can do anything.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Your mouth can stretch out quite big. Yeah. And it also just seems like this would not kill you instantly and would just be so extremely painful.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
Your lungs don't still work.
No, I know, but you should at least drown. Drown on dry land. Like the scariest part about that thing in Midsummer is the guy's still breathing.
Yes.
Like if this was a thing where like it took like 1d10 rounds to die.
Oh yeah.
Fuck. Mm-hmm. You know, like that is now the scariest thing in this book.
Yes.
Because what do you do?
Yeah, like instant death is kind of merciful for Call of Cthulhu, really.
Extremely merciful.
Yeah.
You know, give it to me. Like, that's why, you know, they say, like, save a bullet for yourself, you know?
Right, right.
In this thing. And we're going to get to another monster next week that has a similar, like, and they make it fucking painful, horribleness.
I love it.
Yeah, it's so, so scary. this is still scary.
Yeah. The thing that's not so much scarier is the fact that he can produce smaller versions of himself to just give to his followers. So you have this guy rolling around.
Friendships from Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, but he's rolling around. This is the Mask of Nyarlathotep who can just on demand become the "Don't talk to me or my son" ever again.
Yeah, or I'll suck your fucking lungs out.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.